Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, Paul, is that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch?
Yeah, but after talking to them, it all made sense, right? Because there isn't one!
You got me!
Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt.
You are right, my friend.
And they cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you and to all their users.
I'm living in a cell phone dead zone, but not anymore thanks to Mint Mobile. You can say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages.
Because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number. Isn't that convenient? Along with all your existing contacts.
Ditch those overpriced wirelesses with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month.
Yeah, so to get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/rust. Hey, that's my last name, R-U-S-T.
That's mintmobile.com/rust. Hey, that's your last name, R-U-S-T.
So cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/rust. Hey, that's me.
New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I just want to say as we close this ad out, there were no edits. We nailed this.
Nailed it.
It's like we were on a Mint Mobile phone call.
Beautiful.
I don't like blood and guts, but I love them when they're lengthily discussed. Cause nothing's more relaxing than the cries of death and lust. So spend a
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the first Project Red Light with Gorley and Rust slasher draft. This is just a preview for the free feed. If you'd like to hear the whole episode, you can go to patreon.com/withgorleyandrust. And if I do say so myself, I think it's worth it. You'll hear the setup to this draft. You'll hear leaf blowers in the background. You'll hear us talk about those leaf blowers. And then it's up to you. Do you have the stones to go to patreon.com/withgorleyandrust and listen to the rest of this episode? It's all there. And you can also vote on the outcomes of our pitched movies and choose to red light them or not. We do thank you for listening, regardless of whether you're a subscriber or not, and hope you enjoy this short preview to an episode that we had a great time doing. And I'd like to thank Matt Fraction and Mark McConville for joining us and making this draft complete for a wonderful end of the year episode. Thanks again for listening.
With Gorley and Rust.
Wow. It's come to this. Four men, three of the apostles, right? Matthew, Paul, Mark. But there's four of us, but three apostles.
We just got to get a Luke and a John.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. This is the 2021 slasher draft. Probably
won't do another one this year, but who knows, maybe next year we'll do multiple ones. I'm Matt Gorley.
I'm Paul Rust.
Joining us today, first of all, back to moderate like he did so ably in the James Bonding fantasy drafts, my boogie and boon companion, Mark McConville.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Mark McConville, a man who's seen two horror movies.
That's why you're so perfect for this, because you'll be impartial.
I think I will be impartial, and I will also sort of play the audience surrogate role of sort of saying, like, tell me about that pick, because I don't know what you're talking about.
That's good.
It'll give you a chance to sort of expound on who these people are. I read some of the lists that you boys passed around, and I went, don't know who that is, don't know that character. That's a thing? I didn't know.
So, you're going to learn a lot today, my friend.
Yeah, but I'll try to keep it moving.
Yeah. And then this is really exciting. Joining us, he's not only a trustee himself on the With Gorley and Russ podcast, but he's a writer extraordinaire. He's here today, Matt Fraction.
Hi.
Hey.
This is ridiculously exciting for me.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool to have Mark and Matt here. This is really cool. Thanks for joining us, guys.
It is great. And it's great to have you here too, because already when we were kind of formulating what categories we wanted to do, you had so much input and you already, you're like so up to speed on where we are with everything. So there couldn't be a better guest for us.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I have a long time listener, first time guest. Very excited.
Yeah, all
always,
right.
Always exciting when you get to ruin one of your favorite things.
I do that every day. So we sat down to powwow about how we were going to make this work, and we think we've got a pretty good roadmap, right? Mm-hmm. We'll go through some of that, but as we will see, I think that this is a refillable type of episode, and we maybe will tweak in the future. But Paul, do you want to go through some of the categories?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so this is exciting.
These, we decided on these before we started rolling, and I think they're doozies. Killer.
Yes, and that's the only one that's a limited category. Mm-hmm. We decided the big three, Freddy, Michael, Jason.
That's the only limited one. Final Girl.
And again, like now it's open to all the franchises we've covered, so you could pull from anyone.
And then, I don't know when we get into the rules of wild cards and what's not.
Yeah.
The other category, Gravitas.
Right, the Gravitas
What
role.
Does that mean?
Well, like your Loomis, your Betsy Palmer, it's kind of fills the, you know, they're bringing in a ringer, as you put it, Matt, actor that may be the only person they could afford to spend some of the acting budget
on. Donnie Pleasance is going to come
somebody out. Who might have a mortgage, sure, but also has a resume pre-existing, and they are a kind of old salt.
Yeah. Right?
Give some legitimacy to the surroundings.
Yeah. I'm glad Leatherface fired up his chainsaw just as we began.
It's because he's mad he's not one of the main three.
Oh,
he's like, what's all this Freddy, Jason, Michael's crap? I got a chainsaw over here. Okay, after Gravitas, location.
Yep. I guess that...
You know, the scariest location, inside the mind of Stephen King.
Jeez. After a Coke binge. One Friday night.
He just ganked out of his mind writing the Tommyknockers.
Up in an attic in Maine in 1989, the snow's coming down.
And going up.
That is very funny. After location, kill. K-I-L-L.
Best kill, that's right.
Best kill.
And we should mention that setting and location could be it's probably like Haddonfield, so you get the houses with that.
Mm-hmm.
Elm Street. Crystal Lake, you get all the cabins in the lake, that sort of thing. But you've also got, like you said, the Nostromo. You've got Amity Island.
Amity Island.
Haddonfield, though, you get that hospital, though, too. I didn't thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, pretty cool.
So if you need a hospital for your movie.
Healthcare.
Yeah. Or a hardware store.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Ben Tramer's love porch.
Ben Tramer.
The next category is very interesting and cool. True Terror.
How would you explain that?
Matt came up with this. The Matt F, not Matt G. Even your guys' initials, you'd sit next to each other in school, class. That's when a moment that is when you watch it, you think about it, you get true goosebumps when you watch it. I think we talk about that in every episode, really. We kind of go like, you know what part actually kind of creeped me out there? Because this movie's got to have generate, or this, you know, we got to represent true terror.
Yeah, what else are we doing?
Now, this is the opposite of true terror, zombify.
Oh, this is great. Matt, why don't you explain this? Because this was your idea.
So I this is kind of an idea from a fantasy baseball league where we should be able to draft guys who hit, pitchers who hit the most batters. Like I want to reward or who makes the most errors. You have to take on some kind of liability, but you guys came up with the twist of then you can give it to someone else.
Like that's
you can,
right.
You can, yeah, that's
you're zonking people. It's a whammy from it was zombified because I think it's sort of presumably coming from the Rob Zombie Halloween duology.
Yes,
but I suppose it could be anything you don't care for.
Yeah, like I suggested, if Paul's movie's getting too good and I'm threatened by it, I hit him with Busta Rhymes from Halloween Resurrection,
Chicken Kung Fu,
and he's got to make sense of that in his movie.
So that's a sort of a thing, a terrible thing you have to pick.
Yeah, and I would throw in that like I don't think that should come from you shouldn't. That's one per customer here,
right?
Right.
So you can't just load all three of them onto one. Well, or two. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like Paul and Matt could load Matt G with
two. Oh, you don't think so?
Or you think that someone should be able to...
Well, what if someone's like you? Well, someone's got the clear winner.
There's a shark in Crystal Lake? No, I'm busting out. I'm coming up. Yeah, no, suddenly you have
that
to do,
alone it needs to be hit hard because that's going to win. You get
Freddy Quips and it's Busta Rhymes.
Sometimes the police have to shoot out two of the tires when the guy, the getaway car is going.
I'm with you. I understand what you're saying, too.
I was trying to make it equitable, but if that's not important, then all bets are off.
I think being able to throw two at one person is what will keep this equitable if someone's running away with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's just my thought.
Yeah. What are the two horror movies you've seen?
Prince of Darkness.
Okay.
Wow, deep cut.
Yeah. And I've seen more than two, but I've seen like a Friday the 13th. I've seen a Freddy.
Have you seen The Lawnmower Man? Because he just came over too.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Okay. You see Halloween.
No? I have seen Halloween. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
But I have to think about it. I really am sort of like a babe in the woods.
Yeah. But I love it.
Ready to be murdered.
Prince of Darkness. Got it. Check.
Saw it in a church on a lock-in.
Oh, I went with you. Were we there?
Did you? No.
Oh, I saw it in a church. I saw it in the church it was filmed in.
You did? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I guess you weren't there.
I thought that's what Mark was talking about.
I thought so, too. But my memory's so bad. But
I was probably like 14, and there was like a lock-in overnight thing where they just rented a billion movies.
Creepy.
And that one was in there somehow. It was like a church youth group thing.
And it is about...
And we watched that movie, and there's this little secret door in the church where I grew up. So I was very scared because I was like, there's a door in this movie.
Wow.
Whoa. Very scary.
Whoa.
There's my true terror pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is a good example of a true terror.
It is.
Oh, and then after Zombify, Twist.
Love it.
Best Twist. Creator/Auteur.
Mm-hmm.
Wild Card.
Yeah, Mark, why don't you explain this?
This is my idea, and it kind of came from the James Bond draft, if you've heard that, where I just thought it'd be fun to sort of say, you know who's never had a shot at a horror movie that I'd like to see?
Kit.
Yeah. This can be anything. It can be an actor. It can also be, I think it could be maybe a director. Maybe it's a cinematographer. Maybe you want your whole soundtrack to be by Aerosmith.
Oh,
it
boy.
Can be pretty much anything. That's just, it's like a little hint of spice for your movie that you're constructing out of these ideas.
Wow. Right. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no limit to the wild card.
Okay. The people under the stairs, but toys in the attic. Right on. Sign me up.
Death in an elevator.
Going down while I'm living up.
Composer.
Uh-huh.
That's for your score, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then the last one, which I love because it sounds like a Star Trek or a
Star Search.
Star Search category more than any other of the categories. Star of Tomorrow.
So you're
say their name like Ed McMahon introducing
Johnny Depp.
And does the Star of Tomorrow.
The Star of Tomorrow does seem like someone who's kind of good but came in fourth in the competition of Star Search. And they're like, you're going to be good eventually, but it's not happening.
Star at large. Yeah. So that's your Johnny Depps, your Kevin Bacons, your Patricia Arquettes.
Mm-hmm.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson. Any
Breckenmeyer from Freddy's Dead?
That's right.
David Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
He's got a great big book coming out this Christmas. A big coffee table book of his crazy magic.
Really,
David Coffee Table?
Yeah.
This... You mentioned that Jamie Lee Curtis was theoretically a star of tomorrow, but we're not allowing repeats. So right. Like, no one could pick her for Final Girl, and then someone could pick her for Star of Tomorrow, because then it would just be too much. Double power.
Just her schedule's too packed.
Yeah, she can do it.
So the game of it all here is that you're gonna using these 12 elements, gentlemen. You'll construct your own horror movie.
That's right.
But we're gonna draft them in a serpentine way, where you'll pick, and once you picked the killer, you've got to fill in the rest of the category. So there's a little strategy of like, if you've got to have a certain auteur, if you want to start with the brains of the operation, you can pick that first. You don't have to pick any, you can pick whatever you want first, but by the end of this draft, all of those slots should be full.
Right.
That said, there does always seem in fantasy sports, there's somebody who always thinks, no, everyone's going to pick their big, I'm going to go outside the box and I'm going to pick the, you know,
that's
ice kicker or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like, it never works out. Right. It's always a bad idea.
Okay.
Good. But so that just strategically, that is something, as somebody who has tried that myself in the past and been bit like, why did I waste that draft? It just always feels like a waste.
Yeah. And I think it's worth mentioning, these aren't in the order of importance. The list you just
posted off. No, that was just how we threw them out there.
Yeah. It's just sort of what we thought up.
So, and you can pick any category you want at any time.
Yes. You just cannot repeat. So,
and we should mention too that once we're done picking these, we'll take a break. We all name our own movie and write a brief synopsis, present that on the podcast, and then the trustees vote for which film is greenlit.
Then we kickstart to make the budget, and we make it.
That's why it's greenlit.
Yeah,
and
Project
we'll
Red
call
Light.
It redlit. Yeah, well, whichever.
Should we do it in order, though, rather than ping-pong around? Because maybe everybody's pick will influence everyone else's pick, or do we just free
I didn't mean that we individually ping-pong around.
Okay.
I meant that there's no logical order to what...
Okay, what we just read.
Okay.
Yeah. To what we read. Right. Yeah,
that's great.
No, like, order of importance or anything.
Right.
So, exciting. Mark, you're going to...
I don't know how we'll determine our order.
Should we just all pick a number, and whoever's... closest in
the number in your mind?
Yeah, there's a number in my mind
between
one and 1,000.
Oh,
Jesus! I'm gonna wait for
Leaf. Do you want to wait for Leaf Blower Man, or do you like it?
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. All right.
I think the listeners at this point know that.
That's good. All right, then Pierce Brosnan created the Leaf Blower Man, right? No, is it him or is it?
And Jeff Fahey was the leaf blower man.
Jeff Fahey was the leaf blower man. Yeah.
A lot of kills in that one. All right.
Jeff Foxworthy.
I have my number. So it's between 1 and 1,000. And it's just closest to the number.
Great.
Goes first, right? So everyone has to pick a number.
Okay.
The ultimate honor system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
666.
444.
4. You're the closest. My number is 9.
Oh. Wow.
So it'll be Matt Fraction, Matt Gorley, and Paul. That'll be the order.
That's great. The snake goes back and forth.
Right. That's great.
Any questions before we get started from the listeners? Write in now and let me know what the questions are.
I wasn't the kid who would ask this question before like basic skills tests and stuff, but I feel like I should. Maybe you guys might not. If like... I get sick, or if I have to go to the bathroom, can I just get up and go, or do I have to ask?
No, I think you could just go.
Okay.
Yeah, but you might miss out on some serious info. Some that might, you know.
We get to draft in your absence if it comes around.
Ooh, that's good.
All right.
Okay.
So, let's see. Yeah, I think we can just start if you're ready to go.
Woo!
This is
the 2021 slasher draft.
As the leaf floor gets louder, the climax.
Yeah, he's like right there. Oh, God. He's terrifying.
He's right behind me.
Everybody mics up on your lips.
True terror.
Oh, my God.
He really is right there.
Ridiculous. Jason. I want Jason. I'm picking Jason.
Are you?
I'm picking Jason. I guess we've begun.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gotta say.
That was a good way to start it off.
With Gorley and Rust.
There it is. Just a taste. Once again, you can go to patreon.com/withGourlyandRust and hear the full episode and vote yourself on which of these three films will get made. Enjoy.
For more Gourley and Rust content, head over to patreon.com/withGourlyandRust to get episodes ad-free and a whole week early. Plus, monthly mailbag episodes and feature-length watch-along film commentaries of your favorite horror classics. That's patreon.com/withGourlyandRust. Email us at withGourlyandRust@gmail.com, and your questions might be featured on a future mailbag episode. With Gourley and Rust theme song by me, Matt Gourley, and performed by Townland. You can find us on Instagram as Townland Band, as well as Paul's fantastic band at Don't Stop or We'll Die. And why not rate and review With Gourley and Rust on Apple Podcasts? It'll help us grow the show and keep us trucking through the Jasons and the Michaels, the Leatherfaces and the Chuckies, the aliens and the Candymans.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.